Welcome to Lesson 1, Breaking the Myths of Orgasm. You are about to learn what orgasm is at its foundation, as well as what it is when we expand its current limited definition. We will do this by exploring the myths around orgasm and how they actually can impede or diminish our capacity to experience orgasm, especially when left unquestioned. Of course, especially when it comes to pleasure, we must bring it down from our head and mind into our body. We will do this by practicing a traditional practice called the microcosmic orbit meditation and use the somatic meditation to become more attuned to ourselves. The more we can feel and sense ourselves, the more easy it becomes to notice and amplify our own pleasure. Finally, we will then activate our erotic field so we become deeply attuned to our pleasure and start to live in integrity with our own erotic rhythms. So let's jump in. Week 1, Breaking the Myths of Orgasm. Let's begin today's lesson by redefining orgasm by looking at today's accepted Wikipedia definition of orgasm. Orgasm, from Greek orgasmos, from organ to mature, swell, is the sudden discharge of accumulated sexual tension during the sexual response cycle, resulting in rhythmic muscular contractions in the pelvic region characterized by sexual pleasure. Human orgasms usually result in the stimulation of the penis in males, typically accompanying ejaculation, and the clitoris in females. Sexual stimulation can be by self-practice, masturbation, or with a sex partner, penetrative intercourse, non-penetrative sex, or other erotic sexual activity. With this and other typical definitions of orgasm, we are strictly remaining in what I like to refer to as the functional model of sexuality. The functional model is one where we only look at how things work physically, such as using this or that body part or this or that hormone, etc. Yet, if we're going to define orgasm in this way, then many of us may sense that we have either never had a real orgasm or that they are rare and random. After teaching thousands of women worldwide, one of the primary insights that has emerged is the fact that many of us do experience pleasure, but because of our current definition of orgasm, we believe that we do not experience real orgasm. Here's a quote from Dr. Rachel Abrams, the author of the Multi-Orgasmic Woman book. "Most sexologists have concluded that sex and orgasm are largely learned responses, which means that, like many elements of our lives, what we feel is often what we expect to feel." What is your current definition of orgasm? What are signals you look for in confirming that you are or have experienced an orgasm? By answering these questions, you may start to enter the realm of possibility, or what I like to refer to as the meaning model of sexuality. This model looks at the deeper meaning of sex in our lives and its relationship to our psychosexual well-being. As we seek to redefine our understanding of orgasm, it is valuable to take into consideration that perhaps sensations and orgasmic experiences that are outside of our current scope of experience may actually exist. When we are open to that possibility, we can begin to access our full orgasmic potential. Our full orgasmic potential lives outside of the currently accepted and limited model of female orgasm. It lives within each of us as a birthright, yet normally we may only access a fraction of its full expression. How can we begin to activate this unlimited resource? It first begins by holding it within our own realm of possibility. Then it continues with our desire and curiosity to acknowledge all of our different nuances of pleasure and letting go of defining them through what is considered normal or already predefined. This process happens through self-validation and self-definition of our own pleasure. Just because no one else has documented your unique type of pleasure and sensation doesn't mean it isn't valuable and that it doesn't exist. In fact, most of our undefined orgasmic experiences are quite delicious and enriching, albeit inexplicable. Are you willing to begin to hold the space for your pleasure to expand? Are you willing to experience pleasure in new ways? Ways that perhaps you have never heard of before? Are you willing to self-validate your version of orgasm and therefore actually anchor the experience in your cellular memory so that you can keep growing and expanding upon it? This capacity to self-define and trust in our own ability to experience pleasure is something all multi-orgasmic women claim. The meaning model is woven throughout the entirety of this course and may eventually feel as natural a perspective as the functional model of sexuality currently is. Now that we understand the current model of orgasm is finite and restrictive, and that we can willingly claim a much fuller and richer experience of pleasure for ourselves, we can start to look more deeply at some common misconceptions about orgasm.